If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, geez.
So. Knock on wood, I don't have COVID.
Neither one of us do. So far, the numbers keep on going down in our county, which is really good. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I did learn something about our readers, though. I forgot to mention this before our little pre-talk. For those who don't listen, Bob and I always kind of have a little pre-talk before and afterwards. Probably the more entertaining part of the podcast is happens before and after, where our 2 to 3 listeners don't get to hear it. What I was going to say was that I have noticed that when we talk about football, our podcast number of downloads actually goes down. And so I'm beginning to understand that most of the people listening to our podcast don't like football. I'm sorry about that. I feel really bad for you.
Nobody's perfect.
Yes, I know. You know, but all I can say is get a life. Come on. I mean, football's everything. No, just kidding. So we Bob and I both like football, and it's pretty clear that when we grade quarterbacks and stuff like that, one of our lowest downloaded podcasts was the NFL draft, and I thought that would have been our highest. I thought, you know, it would have been great because I criticized the hell out of the people in the NFL draft, but nobody gives a shit. So okay, there you
right.
go.
It's football. All right. Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about stupidity and other things, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd like to talk. If nobody knows, there's a book out there. It's called Acres of Diamonds. Some of you may have heard of this, but it's written by a guy named Russell Conwell, who actually was, I think he was one of the founders, if not the founder, of Temple University. And his big claim to fame was he was a professional speaker and would go around talking. And one of the stories he used to tell, Ted, was about a farmer who was in the business and had a successful farming business going, but there was diamonds were just becoming discovered in that area of Africa or the Middle East. And so, you know, the allure of something shiny and sparkly. And so he wound up selling his farm and moving away to go discover diamonds. And he didn't realize what he was sitting on, which was a field of diamonds. And it turned out that the land that he sold to go find diamonds turned out to have something like the largest diamond mine in the world on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, and, my God.
Yeah. And so I think that a lot of what we're going to talk about today is really the grass is always greener on the other side kind of stuff. And so I thought I would just bring that up. Acres of Diamonds is the book. And it's written by Russell Conwell.
Interesting. That's it's kind of an irony, isn't it? You know, and I told you that I was going to bring up a story myself, which is which I know we've talked about the allegory of the cave, right? Which we know I don't know if it was Aristotle or.
Plato,
Plato, but anyway, but this one's similar to that. It's called the allegory of the rope and chain, and I don't know if you've ever heard it.
I have not.
Okay, but basically, the story goes is there was a young man who was brought up in a Midwestern town, and all his life his father taught him the value of how great a rope was and how important it was, right? And that the rope would always save you no matter what. And it became kind of a religion to him, right? That, okay. You know, the rope was used for everything. It was almost a sacred item, okay? But then the young man went off to school, and he learned about chains. And he learned about how strong chains were and that they were much stronger. And he learned about the science of chains. But not only that, he also learned about the science of ropes, right? And so even though he had been brought up on, you know, that always believe in ropes no matter what, he learned from technology that chains could be very strong. Anyway, one day he was out and about in a field and there was a very, very big river that was in front of him. And a large, large animal began to chase him, and you know, you can imagine the animal could have been a bear or some large animal that was going to kill him. And he came upon a crossing, and what would be hanging from a tree from the other side and brought all the way across was a rope and a chain. Now, the rope was very tattered. And from his science background, he learned that there was about a 15% chance that if he used that rope to traverse the river, right, which he was certain to die if he fell into the river, that was a 15% chance that he'd die. Now, the chain, on the other hand, was also very old and rusted, but he learned from his knowledge, he knew that was about 85% chance, but he was told that no matter what, trust the rope from his upbringing. So the allegory, of course, is what would someone choose at that point? Being brought up in the world, you know, the real question is, what would you do, right? If you're brought up in the world to believe in something, but science tells you, you know, that
the obvious choice.
Yeah. But, you know, remember, yeah. One's an 85% chance that he would make it across with the chain, where the other one's a 15%. That's what he could estimate. And he's about to be killed by an animal, or he would die in the river, right? So the question is, do you have faith in that rope, or do you trust the science? And that's what the allegory is all about. And interestingly, there's a large number of people out there that would obviously trust the rope, right? Which, you know, is, and this gets back to the vaccine thing.
Aren't right? most of those people dead because they were in there yeah. with the lions and they well, got ate?
Well, here's the thing. It you know? Sounds like, to you and I and the world, it sounds like it's a simple choice, right? You know, grab the chain and get across and live, right?
But, yeah, I would say that's an adaptability, you know.
Well, yes.
A failure right. to adapt to the situation.
But the allegory applies, though. There are a very large amount of people
oh, yes.
that, given the choice, would trust the rope, obviously, and then the chances are they would fall into the river and die, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of stupid people that are acting stupid right now as we speak, right?
Yeah, and this is the reason why it's appropriate to talk about it. Yeah, exactly. The reason why it's appropriate to talk about this is, you know, we could talk about Texas opening up too soon, Florida opening up too soon, all these states.
Mississippi.
Where what they are simply doing is they're applying the allegory to the rope and chain, right? Where they're trusting faith above science. And that's really what this is, right?
Yes. Lack of patience, too, right?
And patience, yes, right? You know, but think about it, you know, think about the young man, right? He would have to make a choice between his faith and science, right? And, you know, you would think, you know, remember, you know, his whole life he was brought up with the rope and the rope always was there to save him and everything. And the rope was sacred and everything. And to get to that point where you have to choose between science and the rope, I mean, science and your faith, it's a tough one, right, for a lot of people. You know, it should be.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be. But, you know, those people that are, I mean, you know, if you think about it in this terms of a person that chooses not to wear a mask or to wear a mask, right? It's really the allegory of the rope and chain. It's all over again. It's the same thing, right? Because if you think about it, you know, there's a very high percentage that you will live and save yourself and save others if you wear the mask. But that percentage goes down dramatically if you go out in public around other people and don't wear it. Right?
Well, this is how we got into the horrible predicament that we're in now.
That's right.
We're actually having we've had to be, you know, so locked down everywhere is because people didn't have the patience, you know, to wear the mask. And I just got to say, you know, I thought about that aspect of it earlier, Ted, and to me, it reminded me of like the horror movies that I saw as a kid, where you know, they're in the closet hiding from the slasher or wherever they're hiding, and they can't wait, right? It's like they can't. Oh, impatient, and so they rush out, and they immediately die, of course. It's like
Right. They get stabbed, their head gets cut off, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, but again, it's, you know, well, patience is part of it, but, you know, the thing that I know my wife and I always talk about is the lack of common sense in people today, right? I mean, one of the big things that I remember being brought up about was common sense. My parents would always preach common sense. You know, when I did something, they'd say, "Ted, have some common sense," right? You know, and they were always right with regards to that. When I do something stupid, right?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Don't try to light the backyard on fire, right? Things like that, right? which I almost did one time.
Don't put a match in the gas tank.
Right. Or I start hacking on my the fins of my motorcycle, not knowing what the hell I was doing. My dad comes out, you know, and says, "What the hell are you doing?" Right? And I saw it in a magazine. I thought it looked cool, right? And of course, I wasn't old enough to realize that you don't do that. Of course, almost ruined my motorcycle. But you know, these are things that we have today, where, you know, human beings, regardless of the impair or whatever, right, you need to make a choice that is based on common sense and smart. Ignore, and I know people don't like to hear this, but ignore religion, ignore everything else. Have common sense. What does common sense tell you about the COVID thing, right? If you've seen what's going on the television, if you know, which is where we're getting our news, obviously, and you've listened to other people and you know people that have died from this, common sense has to tell you something. It has to say, well, I need to get the vaccine and I need to wear a mask and I need to wash my hands. I need to stay away from people that could have it because I need to treat everyone around me when I go out as if they've got COVID. That's the common sense side of it, right?
But that's common sense is not very common.
Yeah. But, you know, and I say the same thing, you know, when we talk about Trump and, you know, again, it's common sense. You know, common sense tells you, you don't listen to a man who's that selfish, who has done so many stupid things and his, you know, basically doesn't care about anybody. That's common sense in my mind. And a lot of people, oh, no, he's great. No, he's not. It's common sense not to listen to a man like that. It really is. It's common sense.
Well,
it's not partisan. It's not, you know, it's not political. It's common sense. It's like, I was going to say I don't know if you've been listening to, you know, how many of these you know, militia groups and these white supremacists and everything.
Oh, yeah,
and
me,
if you really listen to them talk, and the QAnon, and
time.
Oh, by the way, the QAnon thing is it's hysterical, right? They're, you know, they've gone into these little internet areas, right, to listen to each other. But the funny thing is they predicted all these things that haven't happened. And people are going, well, wait a second, none of this has happened. You know, all these false theories. I mean, one of them was that March 4th, Biden was going to be marched out of the of he was going to be marched out in chains, and then Trump was going to come out. He's going to wave to everybody. He says, "I'm back."
There are three or four people right now in Washington. There's a newspaper article about it, or online article about it. They're from California, I'm sorry to say, but they flew back there expecting this to actually happen.
Yeah, and it's like people, right? People, common sense. No, I mean, ignore everything else on this earth. Just have common sense. What does common sense tell you? It tells you that, you know, Biden is the president of the United States, and he's doing what he's doing, and Trump is down in Florida playing golf and is waiting for all of his legal problems to start hitting him.
And
that's what's going on.
Lives in his own private country club with private membership doesn't really give a rat's ass about.
And he doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself,
yeah,
right? He doesn't.
You know, you think about it, right? It's like common sense. There was an asteroid that just flew by the planet again, right? Apparently, it was as big as the Golden Gate or something. But it just flew by the planet. But remember when the Branch Davidians were hail-bopping it, and they actually like all got together and took cyanide because they thought that they were literally going to leave their bodies and reappear on the hail-bop planet. You know,
again, common sense. Or James Jones and the poison that, you know, hundreds of people died or whatever, 500 people, something ridiculous, right?
Yeah, do you know Jackie Speer, the rep from California? She was actually there and took three bullets on the airfield that day because she was down there with the congressman who was murdered.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Yeah, Jackie Speer. Yeah.
Well, by the way, for all those who are, you know, maybe anti-liberal or Democrat, whatever, and I kind of consider myself, but finally you can throw away your opinions of Fox and everything, which we've been trying to tell you for probably ever since we started this podcast. The guy, Rupert Murdoch's son, came on, and they got him on video, and he admitted that Fox's news role is really not a news organization. He pretty much said it right there. He says, "We're going to tailor to the center right and in opposition of the left. That's what we're doing, right? And basically saying, you know, we got all these people out there, so we're going to say things regardless, right?"
So now they're shifting to the left, but calling it center right.
But basically, it's an opinion. It's an opinion show. It is not a news show.
Of course not.
But here's the thing: people that believe, I listen to Fox News. No, don't attach news, right?
That's right. It's an Omer.
To the word Fox. That what Rupert Murdoch owns. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch's is an opinion organization.
Well, Ted, there are
when it
people
comes
out
to that
there,
part of it.
They're going to say, if you want real news, go to Newsmax.
Well, yeah, right. Well, you know, look, I mean, I don't like when they put up all these panelists, right? The first thing you got to ask, I mean, look, sometimes they say, we have these experts, you go, and you look them up, you go, what the fuck? I mean, early on, I'll tell you, in 2000s or whatever, MSNBC used it when they started this panel stuff, right, which was about 15, 20 years ago. They would have these people on here who were, you know, these, and I'm sorry for saying this to people who are young, but they had these young, quote-unquote, journalists who they termed as experts. They hadn't lived long enough on this earth to be termed experts, right? And I have a big problem with people that claim to be experts. I really do. You know, unless you've been doing something for 15, 20, 25 years, you know, and even then, you know, it's got to be, you know, fairly narrow. I can't consider you an expert. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just can't.
It's another misnomer.
You know, it takes years to get good at something. I'm still working on my craft, and people consider me a world expert in my area, and I've been doing it for 35 plus years, and I still don't consider myself at that level yet.
Well, and
yet,
that's why
I've written books on the subject.
That's why you are at that level.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's a sure sign. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, and so I have no idea where this is going, but it's really hysterical that people trust you know, certain things when they don't say, it's almost like, you know, leap before you look.
They trust type the of idiots. Attitude.
Well, you know? They, you know, like I said, if you don't think for yourself and you just listen to what other people say, I don't care who they are, right? There's nothing wrong with people saying, yeah, that sounds good to me. That sounds right to me. But then you check it, right?
Of course.
Trust but verify, right? Yes. But you go and verify it, and then you go, okay, this makes sense to me, and it looks like it's correct. That's one thing. But to just blindly follow somebody who, you know, because, you know, you don't need to wear a mask because Trump didn't do it, right? Or you don't need, because the governor of Texas says you don't need to wear a mask, right? Where all, when all you're doing is risking your life, and it doesn't matter. People don't get this. They think that, you know, well, I'm young and everything, and so I am not going to die of COVID. You know how many people that are from 20 to, I think 20 to 40, yes, the percentages are much lower. There are still people in that age group that are dying of COVID.
Absolutely.
Because they are susceptible for whatever, and they don't have underlying conditions.
That's right.
Their genetics are not favorable to the disease.
Yeah, the issue is their immune system is too good. Right? It's fighting it off too hard, and that's what creates
sometimes
the illness.
We don't know what the, you know, this bat shit that got into their system, whatever, you know, we don't know what's causing it, right? And the doctors don't know, and when you don't know something, it's best to stay away from it, you know?
Yeah, well, so that gets into this common sense thing, right? So maybe our four audience members out there now are wondering... if they're stupid or if they don't have common sense. So I thought we could talk about things that do that, Ted. So, like, for example,
there you go.
You might be stupid, signs that you might be stupid or not have common sense, you still think COVID is like the flu.
Yeah, agreed. If you, at this point, after a year of this shit,
and over 500,000 people dead
have died in the United States alone, let alone the 3 million that have died worldwide. Come on.
It's a lot worse than the flu.
That's stupidity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the data, because it, you know, the flu, I don't know if you know, I think it's like 0.03% of all the people that get the flu die. I mean, that's a very small percentage.
Yeah,
it's closer to 1% of the people that get COVID die from it. That is a enormous number compared to the flu.
It's a huge
number. It's not even close.
It's a huge number.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a huge number.
People don't understand.
It's something
numbers.
Like that. I forgot the exact, but it's like 15 times worse. Yeah. You know. Anyway.
Yeah. So you might not have common sense if you think masks suck.
Well, I would argue you can think masks suck because they do, but if you think masks don't help you, that would be stupid.
Well,
right? When the data is clear that you've got, I mean, think about this. If you're within, you know, 4 feet or 3 or 4 feet of a person that's sneezing, that's got COVID, and you don't have a mask, the chances of you getting COVID are greater than 50%.
Yep.
But if you have a mask, the chances of you getting COVID can be less than 10%.
Yep, drops dramatically.
Think about that.
Even more so think the person about who that. Has it is wearing one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so there you go, right? Okay.
Yeah. You might be stupid if you don't know who Greg Abbott is, or if you think he's
a real
leader.
Stupid then because I don't know who Greg Abbott is. So there you go. Blame it. Get me. Okay.
He's the governor of Texas.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know him. I just didn't know his name was Greg Abbott. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, he's a definition of stupid. Forget it.
So here's another one for you. You think sunshine up your butt will cure COVID?
Or putting...
drinking bleach?
bleach up your ass, right? Oh. That's the Trump way. Yeah. Oh, we can use bleach. What do you think? Oh my God! When he did that in his, I mean, and he was serious. That's the funny thing. That's why I said never trust a man who's that stupid.
Yeah. You might not have common sense if you believed a certain president who was touting hydroxychloroquine as a cure that they hid from us before there was Pfizer or Moderna, right?
And now the data's come out on hydroxychloroquine. No doctor is recommending it except for these quacks.
Yeah.
And because the percentage of people who died on it, right, people that got it and people that didn't, is higher. People that had COVID that used it, more people died with it than the people that didn't.
Yeah. So just based on just those three, which is a random sampling of all the possibilities out there, but if you believe what Donald J. Trump says, anything he says, you might not have common sense.
Yeah, you don't have. Well, you cannot listen to a man that with his record of stupidity. A man that's been married, I don't know how many times. So he's failed at marriage. He's failed in business. He's been bankrupt. The number of lawsuits that he has. Look, you don't have that many lawsuits unless you're doing something wrong, okay? And now, is he able to convince people to follow him? Yes, but so was Hitler. So there you go.
Well, let's talk about the people that surround Donald J. Trump. If you think Ted Cruz was in Mexico to take his kids there, you might be stupid.
Yeah. Ted Cruz. Oh, talk about a loser. I hope they get rid of him. I mean, like I said, and he blames his children for it.
Right.
You know, how does a grown man blame his young daughters for something he did?
Yeah.
I mean, and tells the world. Talk about a petty, you know, disappointing. I mean, you take responsibility even if it wasn't your responsibility. You stand up and say, no, this was my decision. You know.
High quality people drained in the swamp, man.
Yeah.
So how about Jim Jordan and Ron Johnson? They're nice, good people, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
I heard Jim Jordan, speaking of that, is facing some serious backpedaling and book correcting because he's missing $3 million from his donations to his political empire.
Yeah. Well, most of these people are corrupt, so I don't trust a damn word they say. Yep.
You might not be a critical thinker or have common sense if you think Putin is America's friend.
Oh, that one, based on what he's done, I mean, evidence, just pure evidence over since he's been in power.
Yeah,
come on.
I can't think of his, the person who was just put in jail, right? It went back to the country after he tried to poison him. Now he
right. No, he's done a lot. He's done a lot worse. People he's murdered.
But he's
you know.
A good guy.
Oh yeah,
he's a rocket man. Okay, what else?
Yeah, rocket.
So if you think Elaine Chao isn't working for the PLA, and for those of you who don't know what the PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army. That's like a China. Yeah, if you think the Proud Boys are real Americans.
Yeah, that one's, come on. You know, anybody that wants to, and you know my answer to this, it's very simple. If you hate America so much that you're willing to go do the things that these militia groups are, my answer to this, I really wish we could do this, is find these people, put them on a plane, we'll pay for it, right? Ship them off to Singapore and see how long they live, right? Because Singapore, I don't know if they still do, but they have some of the nastiest prisons. And boy, you can't spit on the sidewalk. You'll go to a year in prison. And by the way, Singapore's really got it right.
Oh.
Did you know the government controls lawyers there? You can't get, they only graduate certain numbers of lawyers every year. I mean, they used to, up until about, 30 years ago, they used to have public executions.
The most amazing thing about Singapore to me, you know, it's a little tiny island state, right? It's very small. Yeah. And the most brilliant thing they did was, many decades now, was the leader at that time said that forget the men, we're going to educate women, and they in turn are going to raise their children properly, right? Educate them and love them and that whole thing. And look how strong Singapore is as a nation today.
Yeah, but you could also look at the other side. I don't know if you knew, this happened in the 80s or 90s. A woman from the UK flew over there, and she was just, flying there, and she had a little bit of marijuana on her. And drugs are illegal in Singapore.
No tolerance.
And they threw her in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And the prime minister at the time tried to get her out for years and years, and they absolutely said, no, she died in prison.
Well, that's a horrible story. Yeah, and I agree.
It's a horrible
you.
Story, yep. But it's what I'm trying to tell people. Be lucky you live in the United States. Okay,
remember the 16-year-old who got publicly caned for chewing gum?
Oh yeah, I mean, look, there are our country. You know, these people wouldn't survive in other countries.
Nope.
They really wouldn't.
Nope, neither
they
the would. Proud Boys nor the Oath Keepers.
No, these people, they don't realize when I used to fly to different countries and everything, the one thing I learned really quick was, I fly to Israel or Taiwan or you name it, I would be on my best behavior and just do exactly what the country wanted me to do and then get out.
Oh, exactly.
Because yep. You don't know the laws over there. You don't know, and you do your best to make sure you're a good visiting citizen, and you do not screw around.
Yeah, because they don't have freedom like we have freedom. That's for sure.
No, and the chances of you getting out of there if you do something wrong is slim and none.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Because they have no problem throwing an American in jail and locking them up and you dying in prison. No problem, right? Yep. It's like, hey,
You might not have common sense if you believe Roger Stone when he says he needs personal bodyguards because what he would think of as the pinko commie, whos are out threatening his life and going to kill him, right? So
I can say this about Roger Stone. Most people don't give a shit about him because he's an idiot, right? They just don't care, right? Yeah. They'd like to see him locked up. That's about
Who
it.
Who in their right mind wants to throw their wife to their best friend?
Yeah. It's like McCarthy in these,
and put a tattoo of Richard Nixon. Not just a small one, but your whole back covered in that picture.
I know. But it's worse than that. It's like, these people, these Republicans, as an example, tried to ask, there was fake Trump people at this insurrection. There were
Antifa.
Antifa and everything. And then they asked the guy that was appointed, Ray, FBI, head of the FBI, and he goes, no, we have seen no evidence. It's all Trump.
Exactly.
People.
Exactly. So,
it's all lie. I mean, it's all, they tried to get him to say, is there a possibility? No, there's no.
That's right. Because these people
I mean, they're
aren't
trying
like
to get
that,
him to
right?
say it because, it's like, why don't you just shut your mouth, listen to the data, and get on with it?
Right. Yeah. Who's carrying the M16 with the flashbang and, tear gas.
Yeah, that's
canisters.
That's a fake Trumpster, right? Give me a break.
So
give
let's
me
continue
a
on
break.
With because we're going to run out of time here. Let's keep on with the friends of Donald, his inner circle. So Paul Manafort, if you think he was in politics because he loves America, you haven't seen
have you seen all the financial things that he's
clothes,
done?
Including that leather outfit.
Oh my God, and the homes he had and everything. He just lived way above his lifestyle, and he did it, for the money. And oh God, what a mess.
Oh yeah,
he
and
is.
You put him right up there with Steve Bannon, of course, who's in politics because he loves America.
Oh, Steve Bannon's corrupt. Yeah, he's corrupt.
But you know where he was arrested for bilking millions out of the Republicans who donated to the Trump border wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know where he was at? He was on the yacht of a Chinese billionaire.
Oh my God, that I didn't know, which doesn't surprise me.
And it gets even better. And if you think that Chinese billionaire who owns this big, huge, fancy yacht is actually an exile from China, then you're a bigger fool than... Oh, yeah, right. My God. Yep. So then, how about this one? Do you think Trump cares about the working class people?
Yeah, when he goes off and says a bunch of, and then goes off and golfs for most of the time that he's been he was in office
His private country club, mind you, where the blue class people can't even like peek through the window, right? They can't even put smudges on the glass of the places where he hangs out. How about this? You might be stupid if you don't think Trump incited the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is listen to his rhetoric. And, he's clever in the sense where he's very good at hiding his, because he pushes the law as far as he can go. And he goes beyond it, obviously. But he does everything to benefit himself. And everything's, all you have to do is ask one question. Okay, what motivates Trump, right? One thing, money. And his own well-being. That's
even it, Mitch McConnell, right? And other members that are a little more sane of the Republican Party thought that he incited that riot. They said that, but they refused to convict him for whatever stupid reason. And they basically didn't convict him because they said you can't convict somebody who's no longer president, right?
Yeah, no, they came up with an absolute false narrative. But here's the thing. You know, the only way the Republican Party can stay in power is they can either lie to the people that are stupid enough to listen to them to try to get enough votes, or they can gerrymander, or they can suppress the vote for people that are, on the Democratic side, and minorities and things like that. That's the only way. That's what they're trying to do. And unfortunately, that's a losing battle.
Well, and you have no common sense if you believe what they say, because they're obviously lying.
They're lying. Well, the fact that Rupert Murdoch's son came flat out and basically, I mean, he didn't say they were lying, what he said was that they're basically going to cater to those people. Right, which means that it doesn't matter if they tell the truth, as long as they get their audience and make their money.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly.
That's the name of the game.
If you fall for that, then you're just stupid. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's like, are you kidding me? The Republican Party is for the blue collar worker now. It's like.
It's going to, I think they're going to split. I really do. And I think the split's going to, it's going to come in the next year or two. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to get further and further away from Trump. The polls and politics of things are going to be where Trump, because his platform is being taken away and because of his legal problems, people are going to start to go, let's go away from that. And then there's going to be fringe people like, Hawley and Jordan and these other guys who are going to try to come out. And I'm sorry, people just aren't going to follow them like they
did
Trump.
These are people, mind you, who like talk about like they are Rhodes Scholars. They were in Missouri, went to Stanford, to California to get their degree, wound up going to Europe to get an advanced degree. Are you kidding me? It's like,
there's no evidence.
These are the aristocrats of the aristocrats, and they're claiming to be blue-collar people.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Right. Well, they've learned to manipulate others. That's their goal, is to manipulate others. I mean, I hate to say this, but they're very much like evangelicals, right? The ones that are not the evangel, but the ones that basically, put up their tents and get people to drop money in the bucket when they come in.
And then
in,
they jump on their right, jet and they'll fly feed away.
And jump on their jet and fly yep. away, right, you know, and sit in the in their back rooms and laugh and, you know, get drunk and smoke cigars with,
carbon
you know, the money rolling
the
in.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's what they are, and they're laughing all the way to the bank because they all they're doing, they don't believe a damn word they say, right? You know, they just want power and they just want
yeah,
money.
They have you know, they're on that sociopathic scale, you know, towards the killer who'll eat the dead, but they're not quite there, obviously.
Yeah, that doesn't sound really tasty to me. I just don't think I would. Eat another person.
Yeah.
There's, you know, I like meat, but not that kind.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And I like to eat, but not like that. So,
No, clearly not.
Well, Ted, like all good talks, we're at the end of this one. So let's get to final words, if we have any.
Yeah, my final words is, you know, people deal with the fact that I like the NFL and football. So come on, give me a break. I mean, it's good for you. Football's good for you. Please like me still. don't hate me for liking football.
All right. Well, and I'm going to say my final word for the day is, you know, signs you might be stupid is if you don't have any common sense, then you should definitely work on getting some common sense, because most of these things that you and I pick on, Ted, about how stupid they are, just truly are common sense things. It's like, you know.
Yeah. It's like, what happened to the world? It's like, you know, the QAnon wouldn't exist if people had common sense.
Yeah.
They go, that's just, they you know.
Hillary Clinton is running a child pedophile ring out of a pizza parlor back room in New Jersey.
Like
how real,
like,
could that be?
You know, look at that old, she's an old lady now, she, you know, gee whiz.
I know, but anyway. Look how much money made somebody. Okay, I guess that's a wrap, Ted.
That is,
we, you know, pretty soon we got an Irishman coming to town with lots of green things to wear, so
oh yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Maybe
talk about drinking. Talk about drinking and more.
Yeah,
more drinking.
That's right. Drinking green beer. Okay. There you go. Okay, end it for us, Bob.
Over.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, done.